Hey, it's Beth here. Oh, I just kicked myself. Ouch. Okay. It's episode 123, July 15th, 2020. Still 65 or over. I'm over 65. I gotta get used to that. Over 65. Still talking. But I found something. I really did. You know, I was thinking about it. I was like, this will be short. And I promise it'll be short. But it's good. You know, I'm having trouble wearing masks. And I know I should, and I will, and everything's good about that. But I've really got like this adult onset asthma. I'm not trying to like whine or anything, but I only have 1 hour before I start coughing like I have COVID-19. And I get all fogged up and I'm gonna be clubbed like a baby seal. So I can only stay somewhere for an hour. And then my bladder lasts for like an hour and a half. So I've got these two dilemmas. But the mask one, like actually sometimes I can last like 3 hours. But the mask, no. It's 45 minutes to an hour and 15 minutes before I just lose it. And it become like, you know, public enemy number one. That's what it is. So I started looking into it. And I found this time, Venice, where they wore masks voluntarily. Like, it's crazy. And I mean, I know they wore them to their masquerade balls and everything, but this mask that I'm gonna tell you about is really weird. It's like the masks we have to wear. It was called the Murrieta. It happened in like 1660s. And it became like a rage thing. And it was exclusive for women. And it was a mask of seduction, mostly because you held it with your mouth. Like there was a button on the inside. So you held it in place with your mouth so you could move around and it wasn't on strings or anything. It was very seductive. You could move your hair and throw it back and your mask just stayed right where it was. And you couldn't talk, which for a vast majority of men is very attractive. So you're incognito and you can't talk. So this was the thing. And covering one's face with a mask, it was very attractive at the time. And it wasn't a contradiction. This was what women did to be uninhibited with men. So, you know, they couldn't show their bodies or anything, blah, blah, blah. And, you know, they got to be more coquettish, although I don't know how, because they couldn't talk. This is what they did. This is what blew my mind. I know what you're thinking. You can't show more of your body. You know, but they were doing something that we never thought of. They were coquettish beyond coquette. They were doing something. I mean, we thought of everything. I thought Americans had run the gamut with sexuality and exposing oneself and doing anything sexual you could, but no, the Venetian women were all over it. What they did was, this is so cool, they had a thing that they thought up. And it was called, oh, I forgot how to say it, décolleté à la Venenziano. Okay, here it is. I studied this. I'm so bad at language. Okay. They had a thing that was called décolleté à la Venenziano. It became the rage. The whole world was talking about it. This was like the wildest thing. I mean, I'm like so excited about this. It went all over Europe. It was, so what they did was, and you've seen this in museums, you know that dress that those women were wearing that had the like square neckline and it looked very innocent and it had that veiled light fabric in front of it? You've seen this a million times. Anyway, what you didn't know was what was the decollete a la Vienziano was these crazy women. They had a makeup that they put on their nipples. I mean it, they all did it. They even had a color. It was called Carmine Red. And they put blush, this red, deep red, red, red nipple makeup on. And this is how crazy they were. And it made it visible through the transparent fabric. I mean, imagine, you know, I'm able to talk with nipple makeup and we think we're in trouble. We think we're crazy. No, this is probably like some kind of a turn on. And you're wearing this mask with your button in your mouth. Come on, this is gonna work. It's gonna be a good date. I mean, somebody's gonna be happy, not you. But anyway, so now when a guy was lucky enough to get you to remove the Murrieta mask, it was a high point of his life. That's what songs, everything was written about this. The man's life was like complete if she took her. He was very fortunate. He's saying about his privilege of finally admiring her face and her voice. Can you imagine how many times this backfired? I mean, seriously. I mean, you got your, what is it called, Carmine Red? And you just start talking and you, like, no, nobody's voice is good enough. Nobody's face is good enough to compete with nipple makeup. I mean, she said, I mean, she, anyway, it didn't backfire enough because there are still Venetians around. But anyway, they got in a little trouble with the Catholic Church. Tremendous amount of scrutiny. And so these, you know, decollage a la Vienziano people said, no, it's not, we're not wearing masks like that for any other reason than we need some sunscreen. It was really sunny here, and we don't want to get a sunburn. Well, that didn't work with the Catholic Church. So then they said, well, you know, we need sunglasses. That's what we're doing. These are like Venetian sunglasses. And tell the Pope that it really makes sense. And that one went over like a lead balloon. They weren't buying it. I just didn't, you know, nobody could understand this. So I was thinking, okay, they did it for fun, but I'm really concerned because I don't think there's anybody in the world or anybody in America that wants to wear a mask for fun. I mean, we have Netflix, we have takeout, there's nothing fun about wearing your mask out. It's just nothing fun. I mean, you can't eat, you can't do anything, you can't smile at anybody. It's just, and we don't want to be provocative in a mysterious, seductive, who the heck am I? We don't have to do that kind of stuff. It doesn't matter who you are, your father's not going to get mad. It's like, there's nothing in this for us. But I just had to tell you about it because, you know, I mean, it was... nipple makeup. Like, I had to tell you. I mean, you needed to know this. That there was such a thing that we hadn't even thought of doing. I mean, I thought we thought of everything, because we have thought of everything. I mean, believe me, the plastic surgeons are busy doing things I never thought they'd have to worry about. But nipple makeup. Carmine Red, is that what it's called? Something, Carmine Rouge, Carmine something. Anyway, just, I thought you needed to know. And the time was right to tell you this, I'm positive. Nipple makeup and Murrietas that keep you from being able to talk. And we're not in so much trouble. And Venice is still around. Like, that was a crazy time, okay? Everybody thought they were enjoying themselves and it was nutty. So just know, I'm telling you the truth, nipple makeup was a thing. Just, I don't know why, maybe it's just me, but I love it. So anyway, that's all I had today. But nipple makeup, come on. And what was it called? Wait, let me find. Carmine Red. Carmine Red. Nipple makeup. I mean, I would have probably done it overkill. I bet a lot of girls did. Like, if I'm going to do nipple makeup, I'm going to do it like, I'm going to overextenuate these nipples. I'm going to out-nipple everybody. I'm going to nipple myself to, you know, the prom queen, the sweetheart of Sigma Chi. I'm going to be the best nipples anybody ever saw. I bet there were nipple contests. Yeah. So, you know, we're just not as crazy as we thought we were. We can calm down. The world's gotten this far with crazier things than we've even thought of. For some reason, that comforts me. So, I'll be back and enjoy the rest of your day. It's almost over, which is all we ask from every single one of these days. And just stay with me. Thanks. Bye-bye.